Been a while, so it's time to read your letters. A couple of weeks ago, we asked reporter Ali Furlow whether the Emily Post rules of etiquette suggest more modest inaugural celebrations for President Bush, who won a close and hotly contested election. The question made many of you hotter than a chili pepper and a barbecue grill. David Story Allen of Amherst, New Hampshire wrote, John Kennedy got barely 50% of the vote in 1960, yet had a swell string of bashes following his inauguration. The ascent of a Republican back to the White House is so frustrating to you. Please stick to talking about gardening and movies for the next 4 years, maybe the next date. Tom Rawlings of Tenille, Georgia wrote, I found it ironic that you and your guests showed the sort of disrespect for our new president that Emily Post would condemn. Do you really think Emily Post would suggest we celebrate the peaceful transfer of power in our nation with a private tea for a few close family members? I believe Ms. Post would label your comments for what they were, inappropriate and, quite frankly, catty. Now, my commentary a couple weeks ago about the Republicans' low humor at a mock funeral for former President Clinton drew a number of letters. Janet O'Donnell of Trumbull, Connecticut wrote, I heard clips of the farewell on Morning Edition, and you put into words exactly how horrified I was at the disrespect for all Southerners and, dare I say, the racism in the comments about Jesse Jackson. I commend you for your intelligence and ability to say out loud what I was feeling. My comments last week that questioned the wisdom of some of Mr. Clinton's pardons and his wife and his acceptance of expensive gifts before Mrs. Clinton entered the Senate prompted a number of letters. Jackie Ulrich of Chicago wrote, Seems like quite a lot of people have a lot to gain by giving an ex-president gifts, and until there's some real changes, we, the voting public, need to ask why we continue to allow people in political office who answer first to those who give gifts instead of those who vote. By the way, the Clintons announced last night they will pay for half of those gifts and half of Mr. Clinton's Manhattan office space. See what just one comment on the show can do? We read all of your letters. Send them, please, to Weekend Edition, in care of National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or you can email us at wesat@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.